saying that that mudan mucho by itself, so he's not also bachile. Why? Because maybe it means dil midli mishtein amatoch. So there are two pshatim. One pshat is the Ran himself mentions the pshatim, but one pshat is that the pshat of Ran, that since it is capable of two interpretations, one interpretation of mudan mucho is that she should be also bachile, and the other interpretation is that he should not be allowed to talk. So mele itchadanchin mechiches for either. So he's not osar at all. Then there's another pshat that for he's not allowed to talk. He's not allowed to talk. I mean that other pshat happens to be the shita of Rambam too. That if he says mudan mucho, just mudan mucho, so he's osar b'dibur. פרק א', מלכס נדור מלוך חוב ג', הועים על החבר עמוד הרם ממוחו, משמע דובו זה שלא ידע ברמי, מופחס אני ממוחו, משמוי שלא ייסו ויתני, מרוחק אני ממוחו, משמוי שלא ישב באבא המסו, וכן אם אומר להם מנודה אני לוח, או אם משמתי ממוחו, אבל אם אומר לימודה אני ממוחו, שלא איך לוח, מופחס אני ממוחו, שלא איך לוח, מרוחק אני ממוחו, שלא איך לוח, הרי זה עושה לאחר, ולוכל כזייס מקום חוסף לאי כמישהו ביחד לא. So that's the שיטה שרמנו. That מודר ממוחו, דיו מדל משתין בהדוח, so he's really awesome. Now the question that is raised against the שיטה שרמבה, and all those רשיינים, who have that שיטה, is מונפשך. The Gemara says that according to Shmuel, so it's not עושה באכילה, because you die in מחיחס, is לא להבין you die. The implication being that according to Mandoma, let's say Abai, that you die in Shemechiches, how will you die? So if one says, Mudan Mucho, he's Osa Bachile. But how can he be Osa Bachile? According to Mandoma, you die in Shemechiches, how will you die? When the Mashmois of Mudan Mucho is, he shouldn't talk. So why according to Abai? So he's Osa Bachile. Bishleim, according to the Hans Fiat. So an account of Dilmid Mishtaine Badoch. So in other words, an account of this ambiguity. So it's Yodayin Shin Mechiches, because it's capable of two interpretations. So Mele, it's Yodayin Shin Mechiches for either one. So he's also in either. But according to the Ramba, that he's also Bedibu. So obviously, only vis-a-vis Yisrachile, it's Yodayin Shin Mechiches. But vis-a-vis Dibu, it's Yodayin Mechiches. So if it's Yodayin Mechiches, So why according to Abai is it also Bachile? It's more Mechiach. Dibu ot Rachile. That Kashi is based. Now, so the Shinkubetzes mentions the name of Rabbi Elazar Mamitz, that's the Baal Yireim. That's the Baal Yireim. So he says a very simple pshat. He doesn't say it in the Rambam, that's his own shit. He says, of course, it's not any more Mechiach for Dibu as for Rachil. But as far as Achille is concerned, if it is effective, it's only effective b'tiras Yad. What does Yad mean? The definition of Yad means an incomplete statement. So as far as vis-a-vis Achille, so what would be a complete statement? A complete statement would be Mudal Nimcho Mit Shalaychaloch. Oh, os mudan mucho shalaychaloch. But he didn't say shalaychaloch. He just said mudan mucho. I am muda from you. I am restrained from you. What? I'm muda in respect what? It could be in respect to an infinite number of things. So if it is effective, it can only be effective b'tiras yodis. Yodis means an incomplete statement. In other words, he didn't say everything. Masha'in came as far as Limshtain about God. True, there is an ambiguity. Because it's ambiguous. It's capable of two interpretations. But if he explains it and he says, I meant I shouldn't be allowed to talk. So then the Mudan Mukho is the complete statement, is the complete formulation. But sometimes a person makes a certain statement and it's incomplete. But we understand what is omitted. But sometimes a person makes a complete statement, but still it's ambiguous. So, vis-a-vis Achille. So it's an incomplete statement. Now, here we are not discussing a question of fact. What did it mean? As far as his intention is concerned, so there is a loche of stam nidorim lachmir perusha lohokir. So in other words, so the meaning and the intention can be explained by the neder. So in other words, we are dealing when the Rambam says that if he said mudal mucho, so he's osea b'dibur. So it means if he said that was my intention when I said mudal mucho, I meant I should osea b'dibur. I should osea b'dibur. Now, then you ask, so why according to the other Rishim, according to the Ram? Of course, it goes without saying that if he says, I didn't mean that, how can it be? How can it be osea b'dibur? Yeah, there is a halacha of pibili b'shomi. If his intention was not that he should be osea b'dibur, so he couldn't be osea b'dibur. So when do Rishim say, certain Rishim say, that mudal mucho by itself, so asa zin b'dibur, if he confirms it, that was his intention. So there is a halacha that the neder can explain his intention. But the Ramshita is that mudal mucho does not have the mashmoyis of dibur altogether. It does not have the mashmoyis of dibur altogether. In other words, not only by way of the yachin mechiyach. So it is yachin mechiyach for that and yachin mechiyach for the other thing. So mimele, according to the Ram, so he's not osea b'dibur, even though he says, I meant I should be osea b'dibur. So it's dvarim shebalev, because he doesn't have that connotation. But according to the Rambam, as far as dibur is concerned, so the mashmoyis halosh of mudal mucho by itself is that he should be osea b'dibur. But if he says, I didn't mean dibur, I meant achile, so then he's not osea b'dibur, because it's not pibili b'shovim. But if he explains and he says, I meant that I should be osea b'dibur, so then it's not an incomplete statement. It's a complete statement, but it's ambiguous. So where is the halacha that if there is an ambiguity, so it's not good, that's the gabi yodai, because yodai is a separate halacha, is a special halacha, it's not a loshon gomor, but there is a special zeros hakoso. That it is, can we complete the statement, even though Bimtzias he didn't complete the statement. So it's considered as if he completed the statement. So, Rav says, Yodayim Shemechiras Loyam Yodayim, the Aloch of Yodayim doesn't apply to a case where it's not Mechiach, where it's not apparent. Mashinkin, where it's a Loshin Gomo, even though it's not apparent, the Loshin Gomo is a Loshin Gomo. But how do we know? But let his explanation be considered Dvorim Shebalev. So there's the halacha. No, it's not Dvorim Shebalev. That's the raya is from Stam Nidorim Lachmir Perusha Lohokir. So the neder can explain. But if the neder will explain it in such a way that it will be contrary to the plain explicit connotation of the words, so then it's Dvorim Shebalev. Masha'in came when there is an ambiguity, and dibur is one of the possible interpretations. But there is another possible, it has another connotation, it has another interpretation. So then he can explain it. And if he explains that, if his explanation confirms that interpretation of dibur, so mele, we don't have to resolve the others, so we don't care that it's not mechiyah. Masha'in came vis-a-vis achile. So even though he meant it, it still can only be effective b'tiras an incomplete statement. So we say yodayim shemechiras lav yodayim. This is what the Ram says. I mean, and that's the plain pshat in the Ram. Fimmel Beis. V'yeish. So first he says, Uktsas nira ki pirashayim. That's the Ramashi. V'yeish li yashvi afim pirashvish in the Ram. Yehode asrinu lei bidibu ube masel matin, mamidas dalet ames, loy mishim yad, eli ikar, gimul eilu, hochem mishtoi, v'loy mishim yad abad. Now, we have to the Gemara, Boy Rav Papa, Yesh Yad L'Kdushin Olam. Boy Rav Papa, Yesh Yad L'Kdushin Olam. Hei Chedom, Yilei Me'edom Alo Yisho, Harei At Mikodesh Esli, V'yom Alecha Vato V'yat Name. So, in other words, a person said, a certain person said to Rochel, Harei At Mikodesh Esli, and then Leo was standing near her, and he said, Vietnam. So then, Pshite, Hainik Dushnatsu. So then, we don't have to resort to Halacha of Yodis. Then it's a Loshin Gomo. Elo ki gen Yom Alo Yishu Ariyat Mikodeshes. Vyom Alo Lecha Vato Viat. He didn't say Vietnam. And the Ran explains it, Ran most Rishenim. There is one Pshat that Tesis mentions to the contrary. But most Rishenim explain it, that he did not give the Chavato Kesef, but he gave two Prutes to Roche, so there was enough Kesef to be Mikadish Leo as well. And he said to Leo, so first he said to Roche, Hariat Mekadeshes, and then he turned to Leo and said, Viat, Viat, not Vietnam, Mi Amrinon, Vietnam, Omalul Chavato, even though it's an incomplete statement. So we are gamer as well. As if he said, Vietname, Vitafs Gdush Lechavato, Oidilmo Viat Chazoyom Lechavato. After all, it's capable of another interpretation. And true, we don't have any Sveikis. We know what he meant, that he meant to be Mikadish Leo as well. And that Leo understood him that way. After all, Gdush requires Das Oisho just as requires Das Abal. So, I mean, it is admitted that they both intended. Of course, the Mikadish intended to, that the Baal intended to be Mikadish Leo, and Leo intended to become Mikodeshes to him, to Ruben, to Ruben. But that if we, there is no halacha of your days, if there is no halacha of your days, and so in view of the fact that it's capable, he is Amir, he's Dibur, of the art is capable of another interpretation. Viat Chazoy, you observe. You see. Omer Chavato. V'luitasim Dushim Chavato. So Memela, if there is no Halacha of your days, so then she's not Mekodeshes. So the Gemara Sikashe, Umi Miboy Alele Rav Pope, as to whether there is Yad Mekdushin or not, V'omidom Alele Rav Pope La'abai, Misova Shmuel Yedayin Shemechiches Avi Yedayin, Michlau Disvil Rav Pope, the Yeish Lad Mekdushin, that's the Gemara Mekdushin. Omar Shimon, the famous days. Bikdush Nosan Lekese Bishop Ekese. Viom Allah Ariat Mekdesh is Ariat Mereses. Ariat Limto. And Shmuel doesn't say Li. Harez Mekdesh. Harini Yishech. Harini Bailei. Harini Arusech. Ein Kamis Mekdesh. So it's not Mekdesh. Because that's not the Loshin Dush. Vichim Begirish. Nosan Lo Bamalo. Ariat Mishleches. Ariat Mekdesh. Ariat Mekdesh. Ariat Mekdesh. Harez Mekdesh. In Ishech, in Bailech, in Arusech, in Kabis Michush. Omer Abov Labaye, the main of this war is Muyadayin Shemechiches, Havyadayin, because the way it's mentioned in the Gemara, Omer Lo Ariat Mekadeshes doesn't say Ariat Mekadeshes Li. So Ruvein gives the Kesef to Rochel and he says Ariat Mekadeshes, he doesn't say Li. So it's not Muchach that he means that Rochel should be Mekadeshes to him Ruvein. Maybe he means that she should be Mekodeshes to Shimon and he is acting as a shliach for Shimon. That could be done. We know that his kavone was that she should be Mekodeshes to him. But after all, he didn't say Li. So, it's Yodayin Shemechiches and still Shmuel says Mekodeshes. So, the Mimel Shemuel Yodayin Shemechiches Avyadayin. V'atna Amor Eimer Ahev, Harei Zenozia, ואבינם בו בדיום מהי בטיים יסקומה ואומר שמואל והוא שאויו נוזי רבו לפונוף טיים אדי נוזי אימו לפונוף עולה ואוכל אוי ואוכל מה הסכינו דומה לי but if he didn't say לי so then אינוך נאמה שיש נעת מקודשת so the more as the kashe ומי מבואי לרב פופה ומדום עלי רב פופה לבי over there it's רב פופה לבי מי סובה שמואל ידיים שמחיכס על ידיים but we see that that Shmuel holds that Yidayin Shemechiches is Luyav Yidayin from Nozels. And here, he appears to be saying that Oim Elisha Ariat Mekadeshes without saying Li, so she's Mekadeshes. So the whole difficulty, he was only bothered by the fact that that it's Yidayin Shemechiches. But if it had been Mechiach, then he wouldn't have any problem. Rav Popeh wouldn't have any problem. But Rav Popeh should have a problem even if it had been Mechiach. Because there is an alternative in Rav Popeh, that by Kedushin there is no Aloch of Yodis. So even if it had been Mechiyach, so there should be a problem. Now, the Gemara doesn't mean with Li there should be a problem. If he says Ariat Mekadeshes Li, then we don't have to resort to Yodis. But the way he has that Kasher, we call Mashmuel, that Yodayin Shemechiches is Lo Yavim, is Havi Yodayim, is Havi Yodayim, because he, even without Li, she's Mekadeshes. So it seems that if it had been Yodai Mechiches, so that implies that if it had been Yodai Mechiches, then it would be affected by Gdushin. No, there's an alternative that even Yodai Mechiches is not affected by Gdushin. This is what the Gemara asks. Michal the Sphere of Popa the Yishra Gdushin. So the Gemara says, Chodem Migel Mai the Sphere of Yishmuel, Omer Abai. Einach Naamu. He had a Sophic, Rav Popa had a Sophic, maybe there is no halacha of Yodeis by Gdushin altogether, even if it's Yad Mechiach. But he couldn't ask a kasha. He couldn't ask a kasha unless because it's possible that Shmuel holds that there is halacha of Yodeis just because Rav Popeh had a suffix, but it's possible he couldn't ask any kasha against Shmuel. So, because Shmuel could hold that there is Aloch of Yodeis by Gdushin. But the Kashi is assuming that there is Aloch, assuming that Shmuel holds there is Aloch of Yodeis by Gdushin. But this is still Yudayin Shemechiches without Li. And Shmuel appears to be saying by Nozia that Yudayin Shemechiches by Am Yedayin. Alright. Now let's see the Ram. Boy Rav Pop, Yeish Yad Gdushin. אפילו ביד מחייך כבוילי. מי אמרינו? נעיד לו ישראלי. יודעיס. בהדיג אמרינו. במוצינו מן דורי. אויה עניין. ואפילו מחייך. So maybe, so one alternative is that even though the Zerza Kosuf of Yodis is mentioned in connection with Nidor, but we learn out Ibam Metzino from Nidor. Oh, the other alternative is, no, we cannot learn out Ibam Metzino from Nidorim. Nidorim Sham, Dichmire, Dafi will be the Bure Baal Mechaile. In other words, in order to learn out Ibam Metzino, so it has to be completely analogous. But if it's not the same, so if there is one Chaymer in, let's say, Nidorim, that is not, let's say in Gdushin, some male we cannot learn out of a Matzin. Dishan Dichmira, the Afilo Bidibur Baal Mechale, because Nidorim has the Chumre, that it's Chal just with Dibur. Masheim Kim Bigdushin, Sheim Tzrichim, Eize Maise, Kesev Uishtarebi. Kesev Uishtarebi. Alright. Now the Omer Lo Yishu, Hare Yat Mekudeshes, Vinosan Lo Shtei Prudis, Vyom Alechavato Vyat, Mi Amrino Vyat Namo, Lechavato, וכי אומרו, נניח לו, הווה מקודשס, דחבתו קיבלו בשלחוסו, כדי קיימו לפרק איש מקדש לי, שנעשה שליח דחבתו, ואפילו ימוקים שנעשה סלוצור, just as here. אבל רק לפרו שבני סים פחיתו לזו, פחיתו לזו, there is one pshat in cases like that. So the Ran rejects it. בבד המשמע לך, יקב מלק לספו ככלל, בבד חוזק. אפילו אם תמצא לימה, אין יד לקדושן, דושן עצמנה. So if he gives a photo, so then it is not a yat. So then it's Do shiurim, it's not yodis. We don't have to resort here. Now, Rabbi Ober, in Birka Shmuel and Kedushin, so he says, he writes, that he asked Rabbi Chaim, why should we say that because of in Yad Likdush, so Mimele, the Chavata should not be Mikodeshes, true in Yad Likdush. Let's assume that in Yad Likdush. So that is only Shayach if there is a Loche of Dim. So without Exeras HaKosuv of Yodei, so it's not Dim. Masheinkin here by Kedushin, so the Gemara says, if Asukim be Seinyen, and he gives her that a pass. So also Mikodeshes, let's say if the Chosn will just, there's Asukim be Seinyen when you invite people to a wedding. So it's Asukim be Seinyen. Suppose he'll give her that a pass, he won't say anything. And the Edim will just see it. So it's Asukim be Seinyen, so she's Mikodeshes. So there is no Aloha of Dim. So Asukim be Seinyen is also good, without any Dim. So why do we have to resort to Aloha of Yad? Now, so let's say there is no Aloha of Yad. So he didn't say. He doesn't have to say, as long as there is a Gilu Das, that he is giving the Kesef with Teras Dushin. He is giving the Kesef with Teras Dushin. So Mimele, so she's Mekadeshes. So Reb Chaim told him that if there is no Dibur, there is no Dibur. But if there is a Dibur, so then she can only be Mikodeshes if the Dibur is a Dibur. But if the Dibur is not a Dibur, so then can be Mikodeshes. This is what Reb Chaim, in effect, told. But Reb Ober gives a pshat in the Reb Chaim. I don't know, it's very obscure, his pshat of Reb Chaim, very obscure. It seems to me that what Reb Chaim said is a very simple thing. It's a chiddush, of course. But this is muchach from this Gemara. This is muchach from this Gemara. In other words, there is no aloche of bitus vasayim like this. By neder, so there is aloche of bitus vasayim. Not just gilutas. But by kedushin, let's say somebody is mute and he cannot talk. He cannot verbalize. So he cannot make a neder. But he can be mekadesh nisho. And if he is a so then he's not a cheresh, or he's a baldeo, he's a mendas, so he can be mekadesh nisho. So even if he, with his fingers, he says ariat mekadesh asli, so it's good enough. But midolim, if he signifies with his fingers, so it's not a good, it's not a valenera, because by midolim, by shmues, there is aloha of bitus vasai. By kedushin, there is no aloha of bitus vasai, but there is aloha of gildas. In other words, he has to give her the keset, biteras kedushin. So suppose he'll give her a tabas, and there will not be any choche from the circumstances. Asukim b'seinyen is good, because there is a choche from the circumstances. Without any dibur, there is a choche, so there is a gilodas. So it is just as if he talked. If it's asukim b'seinyen, if the chosn gives the tabas to the kale in the presence of everybody under the chuppah, and he doesn't say a word, so that's like talking. There is no aloha b'tis v'sayim. This is a sign. But if there is no yechoche, if it's not asukim b'seinyen, so then she's not mikodeshes, even though he meant to give it to her b'teras dushin. And even though she understood that he was giving it to her b'teras dushin, because dvorim shebelev is even dvorim. So in other words, the fact, there is no aloha of b'teras v'sayim, but he has to be migaladas, he has to indicate whether in a mute language or verbally, he has to indicate to her that he is giving him to us. So he has to be Migaladas. So Asukim is a Indian. So the mere Nisines at Abbas is a Giladas. So it's good enough. Mashein came, where it's not Asukim is a Indian. So without his Dibo, we wouldn't even know that he's giving him to us. But how do we know what Yechoche do we have? The Yechoche is deduced to his Dibo. This is what Reb Chaim meant. If there is a choche without recourse to dibur, so then it's an umdele de muchach. So there is a gilodas. But if without his talking, without his dibur, there is no choche. The choche is deduced through his dibur. So then we cannot This is, I think, that Reb Chaim said, we cannot create a yichoche. He probably spoke the Yiddish. We cannot chafuk in yichoche. Do chadibu. This is what he probably said. Anyway, so, in other words, so, but the question is, but we still know that he meant material solution, so that the answer is, so it's Vorem Shebalev. If there is a yichoche without dibu, then it's not Vorem Shebalev. Because all under the muchachs, that's the aloha of under the muchach, that it's not Vorem Shebalev. But if without dibu, there is no yichoche, and the yichoche can be deduced through his dibu, so then it must be spelled out in the dibu. But if in the dibu it's not spelled out, as far as the dibu is concerned, so it's, he doesn't say that he's giving avodah zarah kedushin, because it has another meaning, another interpretation. It has another interpretation. Ve'at chazoyeh, you be an observer. But we know, but the yichoche is deduced through a dibu. So we say, if it is not spelled out in the dibu itself, it's so mele it's vorem shebalev. But every other under the muchach, so we have the yichoche without his dibu. This is what Reb Chaim probably meant. Reb Robert explained it in a very obscure way. I mean, according to Reb Robert's explanation, so the dibu itself is an essential part of the kedushin, and she becomes mikudeshes, not just with the kesev, but also with the dibu. I mean, it's very, very obscure what he says. Anyway, so this is muchach from this gemara. All right, now let's see the Rambam. We do mevat chazoyer. Lo omer chavato. The alpha gav doem mashmoch. The yad mechiyachu. The yad namekoma. Kim den yad lemhana ledushin. Vamudim mevat chazoyer kom. Vomidom ali rafpo pel abay. Mi iso vashmu yedayim shimechiches al yedayim. Gav ikdushin mefirka medidushin. Mi chval disvir rafpo pel yish yad mekdushin. Doem itame ob yad shin mechiyach. Mechod mechiyach. Shidali dav yad. מי כמאי דסביר ליום רבי דנאי דרב פופם מסבקלי דדיר מן יד מקדושין כלל מי אלוי מוצא מהקסור לשמואל דדיר בו יהיו סביר לי דיישיה אלא אקשלי דדי עדדי דאפילו סביר לי ישיה אסיומי that שמואל הולץ ישיה מקדושין is still difficult דאפילו סביר לי ישיה מקדושין יד שמחיח לי אב יד דיוח יש ממילו שמואל גבינוזי ואם תאמר ומאי כמי סבקלי מקדושין מאי שני מגיטן בלכולל מייש יד כי דמוכר סוגן דליו, ולא יפליג על ביד של מחייך. So, how can it more have a suffix as to whether the halacha of Yodis applies to Kedushin? Why? Because we could say that Yodis is a special Zazakosa, and it's mentioned, because Zazakosa is mentioned connection to Nidori. So, in Melee, it applies to Nidori, but it doesn't apply to Kedushin. Monashach, for the same reason it doesn't apply to Kedushin, it shouldn't apply to Gittin either. And the Gemara says, Machlekes, Rav Yudin, and Rabono, as to whether Ligabe Vidi, don't. So whether you die in is how you die or how you die, so there shouldn't be your dying altogether by it. V'yeshleima the shame get kivin di kemais dying in the sinasa get liyoto have tvei miyad v'yikach mechiyach mikre mashen kim bibay the lechodu di yoav shtei putes aval lechavato lo yoyev mide. So he says that, so the Ram is, he says, get is different, because since there is a maisi, then the sin is a get liyad, so then it's not yodis. The Russian, he doesn't say it's not yodis, he says, the hainen is kim dike maisi. Deinen Sinnes aget liode have tvei miyad v'yika mechiyach mikre, but that's what it means, have tvei miyad, it's not yodis. Masheim kim bibayen de lechod yehudi yoav shtei putes aval lechav yod mide. So what the Ram means by get, since he gives it a get, so it is just as kedushin where he gave the pute to lay separate, so then we don't have to resort to yodis. Mashenkin, but when do we have to resort to Yodes? Where he gives both putes to Roche. Mashenkin bibaye, Alright, this is what Ran says. Now, something very strange is mentioned in the Rosh, and it's also mentioned in Tesis. Let's see Rosh. Yesh Yad L'Kdush, because all the Sheinim were bothered by this Kashi. Yesh Yad L'Kdush, Pirish Yalfinu Nindori, Dindorim Rosh Nehekdashe, Shematvis Bidvorim Hanidori, Ugdush Name Rosh Nehekdash, Kidamrinam Bigdush, Ilhoche Kola L'Kdush Ndosel Akulahom Bikehekdash, Hilkach Mahane Buyad Kedidori, Oy Dilmo, Gdush Nidorim Trey Milen, Vichidishu Binidorim, Vyalfinu Minai, Now, Tesis, let's see, it says the same thing. So they ask all the Gesheinim as the Kasha in the other way. From the other point of view, on the contrary, may Hatese should there be a din of Yad L'Kdush. The Gemara is Isofi given Ligabe Tzdok, even Ligabe Tzdok. So there is an alternative in the Gemara that even by Tzdok, Tzdok is also through Afloy. So there is an alternative that there is, maybe there is no Halacha of Yodis. Why? Because the Gzeras HaKosuf of Yodis is mentioned in other Nidorim, not Nidritz Doki. So what Shaiches could the Aloch of Yodis have to Gdush? V'yesh Leima, so he says like the Rosh. V'yesh Leima, Gdush Name Kiv Ndiyosa Lo Akula Omeke Hekdesh Likach Misat Kelon V'shemo Yesh Yad L'Gdush K'moy Hekdesh K'moy Hekdesh. Now this we have to understand. Now, because Hekdesh me Kedushin, the Gemara says Osalo Akulal Meke Hekdesh. In other words, when he says Achiyat Kedeshesli, in effect he is saying that you should be Osa to the whole world like Hekdesh, like Hekdesh. So if this Abaye of the Gemara, so we have to, and the Rosh says the same thing. Now, if this Abaye of the Gemara of Yesh Yad L'Kdushin would be limited to the case where he uses a lotion of Kedushin. Alright, so you could understand it. True, the Gemara mentions an example, the Omer Lisha Ariat Mikodeshes, but it certainly applies to a lotion, to a case where he uses a lotion of Ariat Moresesli. Also, not only Mikodeshesli, and the Raya that it applies, that maybe Enochan Hameh, according to the Rosh, and tasteless, so the whole shaila of the Gemara is only in respect to the lotion of Mekudeshes. But in the lotion of Moreses, then certainly there is no din of Yodis. Because Gemara, after all, the Gemara mentions the lotion of this. That we couldn't say. Because the Gemara itself, as the Kashem, the Omale of Popular Abai, Misa Vashmud, Yadayim Shvichit, Avidayim, Michal Svir, Apov, Yeshe, Yadkudushin. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Chodem Migem, Maidi Svir, Lishmuel, Omale Abai. So in other words, when Rav Popi said Abai, so he said in effect, assuming that Shmuel holds like the alternative of mine, that there is Yadkudushin, but there is still a difficulty, it's Yachin Mechiach. And so he said it in connection with Shmuel's memory. And Shmuel, in that memory, discusses Moreses also. Omar Shmuel, Bishnas Lokes, which I guess it. Vomla Ariat Mugdeshes, Ariat Moreses, Ariat Lintu, Ariz Mugdeshes. So he asks, but even if it had been Mechiach, it shouldn't be Mugdeshes. So the Targets is that Rav Pope said, the Targets is that Rav Pope over here said, assuming. So only assuming that there is a din of Yodis. But if, so then, by Ari, so there is still a difficulty in connection with Ariat Moreses. So we see that this suffix of Yeshat Mekdushin applies not only to the lotion of Mekudeshes, it applies to the lotion of Moreses as well. It applies to the lotion of Moreses as well. So Mimele, so what do we have to say? So he says, so we have to say that since Kedushin, since the Gemara says that Kedushin means, Mikudeshesli means, Asura Kulaume Kehekdesh, so that means that this is the connotation of Kedushin. That's the connotation of Kedushin. And it doesn't matter what word you use. So even if he's Mikadish in English, you can be Mikadish in Ish in every language. But if that is the word that is used for the marital relationship between husband and wife, Al Pidim, it has that meaning. Also, Akul Alamik English. So in other words, so Mimele, Ibn Mureses, and Ibn Hariat Ishti, Hariat Linti, Hariat Ishti, is also a good Russian Dush. But Ishti also means Asura Akul Alamik English. Because when the Gemara says that Mukudeshes means Asura Akul Alamik Hegdesh, so it's not that the Gemara is just telling us, the Gemara fulfills the function of the dictionary and tells us what people ascribe to that word. The Gemara doesn't have to tell us what people ascribe to that word. The Gemara is telling us a din that this is the meaning of Kedushin. Kedushin, through Kedushin, she becomes an Ishishish and she becomes Asura L'chol Ha'ilam. So what does it mean, Asura L'chol Ha'ilam? Asura Chalayla means Asura Likulahal Mekehekdesh. Asura Likulahal Mekehekdesh. That's the meaning of Kedush. So it's a Mishpat HaLoshen not only in Mekudeshes. So it's a Mishpat HaLoshen in Ureses and in any word that people use as the equivalent for Mekudeshes. It can be in any language. So in the Mishpat HaLoshen, Kedush, in every language, Al Pidin has the connotation of Asura L'Kulahal Mekehekdesh. So even so, it's a bit chiddush. In other words, it doesn't mean that the Ram doesn't say that, so apparently the Ram doesn't approve of that pshat. So it doesn't mean that the Ram doesn't approve that since the Gemara says that Kedushin means Asura L'Kulahal Mekehekdesh, so Memele Mishpat HaLoshen, Kedushin, and any equivalent of any synonym of Kedushin, any equivalent of Kedushin in any language. So here's the connotation of Asur Kalma Kehekdesh. So Mimele, it doesn't mean that the Ram disapproves of that. The Ram could agree with that. But the Ram would say, so what? So even though it has Mishpat HaLoshen, it has the connotation of Asur Kalma Kehekdesh, that does not mean that just because there is a Kosovo of Yodis in Hekdesh, so there is a Kosov of Yodis in Kedushin, where the Mishpat HaLoshen, it has the connotation of Kehekdesh. So what? But it's not Hekdesh. It has the connotation of Asur Kahom Kehekdesh. If the Gzeras HaKosov of Yodis is a Kosov in Hekdesh, so it's applied to Hekdesh, it has no connection, has no Shaiches to Kedushin, even though in the Mishpat HaLoshen, Kedushin, Mekudeshes and Mureses means, has the connotation of Asura Kulahal Mekehekdesh. So that's why the Ram explains it differently. But the Ram could agree. The Ram could agree that with this svore of Teisves and the Rosh, that on account of the fact that Mekudeshes means Asura Kulahal Mekehekdesh, so it means Al Pidin, it means Asura Kulahal Mekehekdesh. Al Pidin, it means Asura Kulahal Mekehekdesh. So it's not Hekdesh. I mean, don't mention that it's Hekdesh. But in the Mishpat HaLoshen, it has that connotation of Asur L'Kulahalmik Hekdesh. So Memele Mureses also has the connotation of Asur L'Kulahalmik Hekdesh. So the Rosh says, and Teisves, that Memele, there is an alternative. So it's shayach to say that the Gzeras HaKosuv of Yodis that applies to the Loshen of Hekdesh, that the Torah mentions in connection with the Hekdesh Mamish, applies also to Kedushin, where in the Mishpat HaLoshen it has the connotation of Asura L'Kulahal Mekehekdesh. All right. Now let's see the Teisves further. Of Yesh Leima, the Kedushin HaMekim Dosal HaKulahal Mekehekdesh, Mikach Misapkal, the Shemo Yesh Yab L'Kedushin Mekehekdesh, Miwa Akate Kosh, the Lil Ashkechon, the Pli Rab Yudhi V'Rabonon, ידיים שמכיחה יש בגיטן, משמע לכולם יש יד לגיטן. ואשת מלכת היסן ישר לגיתן ואפילו אם תמצא לאימא דגיתן וקדושים משום דיוצא והויסו דיסקס יציא להווי גם ב... בסוד... you can't say that because גם בקדושים היא בוא אלון ולא יישן. Now, how do we understand this? So in other words, he said it's possible to say that according to the alternative that by Kedushin there is a loch of Yodis. Why? Because the Loshin of Kedushin or Moreses or have atlein to in the Mishpat Loshin it has the connotation of Asur Likul Alme of Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh of Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh. So Memele it's possible to say that it has the same connotation by Gettos because of Iskash Yitzir Lavai. What does it mean? How can that be explained? Because if Kedushin means Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh, what does Gerushin mean? Gerushin means the dissolution of this relationship of Kedushin. So in other words, the dissolution of Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh. The Havkoi of Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh. So Memele we could say, it's possible to say that in the Mishpat Loshin. So just as there is Haloche of Yodis in Hegdesh, so the same Halacha of Yodis applies to every Loshon of Hegdesh. And it's even conceivable that it applies to a Loshon that implies the dissolution of Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh. Even if we are going to say that, but it still is in the Bible Yushan. V'yesh Leima, divadai begitin, lo'y pliga b'yat. דו משנית גמורים קסורים בשיח הגט וגם מגרש בלושן גרשן גמור וגם מגרש בלושן גרשן גמור ומה שנזכר לעיר יודעים לאו דווקא אלא תלמה פליגי רב יהודה ורבונו יביינו דיבו בכי אחילון. So he said that there is no inochnam that the halacha of Yodis does not apply to Gerushin, and it's much more from the Loshon of Tesvis that even if we say that Yesh Yavli Dushin, so only by Dushin there is a Loch of Yodis, by Gerushin not. He only said Vafilin Tim Tzalema the Gittin of Dushin Mishim Yotza Vahoyson Gavli Dushin to Gavli Dushin to Lom. In other words, even for argument's sake, even if we are going to say that, but Tesvis is not disposed towards that because that would be even a big achilut. I mean, even with David Gucci, it's a very big chiddush. That because Kodesh means that Kol Kaomik Hegdesh, so the Mele, in Mishpat Loshin, every word of Mishno, it's equivalent, has that connotation. Even that is a chiddush. But then to stretch it out and to apply it to the term Gerushin, that Gerushin, he has to imply a Loshin of dissolution of Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh. That's stretching it out too much. So, but he said, "My feeling to delay now," but he's really not disposed towards that assumption. So that's why he says. So in other words, that inochname exerasakosu for few days has no application to us, even according to the one alternative that it has application to Dushin, because in Dushin he uses a Loshon of Mekudesh, though it's equivalent, Mishpat Loshon has the connotation of Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh. But Gerushin is just the reverse, the solution. So the male, in the Mishpat Loshon, he does not have to imply that he dissolves the Asur Likul Alme Ke Hegdesh. So, but there it's a Dibugomo, it's not Yav. Why? So he says, the Lishen is Gmurim Ksum Zihaget, Vigam Migarish, washing Gerushin Gmurim. Umayi Yiskel Yil, Yotayim Lav Davke. Oh, so why did the Gemara mention the Machlekes of Yodayim Kinechichem, so Yodayim Kinechichem, Elo Kilei, Pliga Rav Yudah Rabba, Ibin on Gibo Mkriach, as I said before, in other words, that by Gerushin, there is a special halacha, one of the Asorot Dvorim in Get,
So there are two poles that look alike. One is point Zimu and point Dallas. We got Midarish, Zimu and point Dallas. We got Midarish. One is Che Yomi, Che Yamasa, Che Yosha is Yomi Yame, and Che Yomi gets point Yumi. And then Che Yomi, Che Yomi gets point Yumi. So it's just a bit out of it. The pain dollar is in the end of the original war. The veteran is the best of the war. The veteran is the best of the war. Read certain times with his wife. In other words, certain restrictions. And he says, Ariat Mikodeshes, Ariat Mikodeshes. Now we're not only Tilchi, but it's not the Chleila. So in the earth, it's Chesom, because there is no absolute dissolution of their relation. He still lives 30 times with her. She cannot go to her father's house, Leila. That she only does not care if you don't know. But then, she near Naksav, she kills her with Yom Kiyone, that is the Aloche, that Chofala, the Gimora says, take back your issues. Sviras no. So Rashi explains it, she did Gvori shall get it. In other words, it has to specify Gvori shall get it. By all stories, there is no halacha that he has to specify. It's one shot thing. Of course, if somebody gives a star to the other, it's a blank piece of paper, so it's not a star. But if someone gives a star, and the star is mentioned that he's machne sodet to him, that Ruben is machne sodet to Shimon, and that person has sodet in every country in the world, and it's not apparent which sodet is referring to, so it's a good star. As long as they agree on the identity of the Sadeh, so it's a good start, it's a good start here. There's no aloche that it has to be spelled out, different. But by Gerashim it has to be spelled out, the different Gerashim have to be spelled out, different. Have to be spelled out, different. That's the reason as to why the Mishnah only mentions Gufi shall get, Gufi shall start Shichu, Gufi shall start Gdushin. But neither the Mishnah, the Gemara never mentions what is the essential text of Ishtamakir. What is the essential text? There are no requirements. Of course, if it doesn't mention, it doesn't mention. If it's blank, so it doesn't mention, it doesn't mention. But there are no requirements. But here, by this, and by Shtashichu, because of the Kirishove between Ishtiget and Shtashichu and Shtadishno, also because of the Hekesh, of Yosef Horiso, so there is a halacha of Sfiras Bor. That's point Gimel. She yehiya naksa, she yosef yisiro mishinone. By other things, so let's say by Rosh Yigomu. By Rosh Yigomu, there is no halacha that it has to be mechir. The best raya is from Shiras Rambam. And you see that the Rambam means that he says, who down in Chobaitel? And if he explains that he meant that he just said, that he meant that he should be also the Zibo, then he's also the Zibo. So the Kashi is raised, but how can he be also the Zibo? But according to Abaye, that the Daish Nech Kasavi is dying, so then he's also the Achilles. So we see that it is more Mechiyach and Achilles and Zibo, so according to Rove, that the Daish Nech Kasavi is dying, how can it be more Mechiyach and Zibo than Achilles? The answer is no, it's not more Mechiyach and Achilles than Zibo. Both interpretations, according to the Rambam, are equally reasonable. So it's ambiguous. But as far as Achilles is concerned, even if he explains it, and he says, I meant Achilles, so it only can be effective on the basis of Yad, it's still an incomplete statement. But these are being Zibo. If he meant Zibo, so there's the whole statement. What else is he expected to say? Well, he expressed it in an ambiguous way, but it's a complete statement. Now, if there had been a halacha in Midori that it has to be apparent, there shouldn't be an ambiguity. How could a Rambam say that the author of the Zibo, if he explained it and he said he meant Zibo? And then the Raya is, some don't have no curriculum of hokeo. So in other words, he can modify he can modify he can limit the scope of the nether to his explanation. But if he didn't limit it, so it would be a wider scope. How can he limit it? The answer is, there is no halacha in nether that the dibur has to be a dibur amatir. If the Roshi, if one uses a Roshi gomor, a complete statement, then it doesn't have to be a chiyah. So we don't care that it's ambiguous. So can, the ambiguity can be resolved by asking the leader, what do you mean? And he has the money, so that wouldn't be true. So he has the money. But if it's a yad, so it's not a Roshi gomor. But the yad is effective, so then there is a halacha, yodayim sheni mechiches, we have yodayim. So where is the requirement that it has to be a dibur hamechiyach if it's not a Roshi gomor, if it's an incomplete statement? So then it has to be a dibur hamechiyach. Then by gerashin, so there is also a halacha that the Roshi gerashin has to be a Roshi hamechiyach because of the gerash hakosov. Of the gerash hakosov of Svirat Zod. Of Svirat Zod. So Svirat Dibrei Chises. So it has to be a Roshi gerashin hamechiyach. So the Meile is that the machlekes between Abai and Rode is not a machlekes that is limited to Yah. The machlekes is a general machlekes. But it wouldn't apply to a Roshi gomor neder, because a Roshi gomor neder doesn't have to be mechiyah. But it applies, it applies to every dibur hamechiyah. So by Yah there is a halacha of dibur hamechiyah, and you see that the Shem say that is according to Abai, that Yodayim shemechiches is loyav Yodayim. So, but Mechiyach Tzatzit has to be, if it is a Mechiyachet, if it's a Yachin Mechiyach Goruah, so then if Ma'abaye is made it, that is Loyav Yedayim. So that means that that's considered by everybody, that in order that an incomplete statement should be effective, and if he completed the statement, there has to be a substantial heart. That, and if it is Yad Goruah, so in Mechiyach Chlal, so then, many of the same say that even according to Abayim could be good. So when is there a machlekes between Abayim and Rove where the Yad is capable of two interpretations? But one is the plain interpretation, the obvious reasonable interpretation, and the other interpretation is an unlikely, unreasonable interpretation, but it's still capable of that interpretation, like certain words in the dictionary you see. One is the real meaning and the other one is absolute. So then there is a machlekes, but if it's very ambiguous, so then in a chaname, so then even Abayu would be made a man of the same thing, that he had Gohua, so then in Mechiyach Klau, so then Rav Yadayim, so that means that there is a halokhe of Mechiyach, of the Dibor Mechiyach regarding Yodim. And then, by Gerashim, there is a halokhe of Dibor HaMechiyach, even in Roshim Gomo, it has to be Mechiyach. Even though it's a complete statement that you hear, because of the Zerat HaKosu of Zerat Zvon. So the name of this is the Machlaite, between Abai and Chavim, this is what they say. The Yesh Lema, the Mikol Roke Nidah Veshavu, Keheiche, the Pliga Rabbi Yudah Rabbon of Yidit, Izboi Yesheyei Mechiyah. Mitei Chagei, Mitei Mitzan, Shu, Hil Kavi Dog, the Mikol Roke Kho Yodei, Ave Pliga Rabbi Yudah Rabbon of Yodayim Shemechiche. Imi Hanel Lo, in the Hanel Eloi. So in other words, so it's the same Machlekes. So the Machlekes has a Shaykhes to Yad, because there is a Halacha of Mechiyah, and it has a Shaykhes to get where there is a Halacha of Dibur HaMechiyah, because of Svirat Zvon. Oy Dilmo, Ve'at Hazoyekom, Pirei, Tishem Oye Yad, Ukach Ta'un Oleima, Ve'at Hazoyekom. Teile lo bo herrech kol kach, Havole Oleima, Oy Dilmo, why does the Gemara have to say, if you were about Chazoyi Komala, who cares whether it's capable of this interpretation, you be an observer. Let's say it's not even capable of that interpretation. But if there is no Zer Sakosu of Yodhi, and he didn't spell it out to Leia, that she should be in the Kadeshes without a Pute, so she's not in the Kadeshes. That's all. The Yesh Lema, so there are two mishayas in the Kadeshes. The Yesh Lema. מי לאביש מישראל מישראל מי זה אחיתה? יאף אחד לא יקום מה, אבל פשיטה לא יגיד שיד את זה. So this is the first question. So the first question they should assume is that when is it Yav? In other words, even an incomplete statement. give me an incomplete statement. So when can it be considered yard if it's incomplete and it's possible to interpret that incomplete statement in a way other than completing it? Than completing it in the intended way. What if it's incomplete on its face? But if there is no possibility, it's not even capable of being interpreted in any way other than completing it the way intended, then we don't have to adopt it. If it's incapable, if it's incapable of another interpretation, then it is a shorthand view. So it's not yet, so it's a little bit. This is what he says. So that's why the Gemara has to say that this is Yad. When it says Yad, to later. So it is Yad. Because why is it Yad? Because the Yad is capable of another interpretation. Even though that other interpretation, you being an observer, is not a reasonable interpretation. So it's not a reasonable interpretation. Why should we tell her? You observe, so, but it's still capable of that interpretation. It's still capable. So Mimele is the Yad. But suppose it has been incapable of the Yad Hazoye, and the only possible interpretation would be the Yad Name. So then the Yad would be the equivalent of Atna. Would be the equivalent of Atna. This is the first lesson today. This is very mistaken. Still takes the reject. The Lomian. So Gabriel is in the door. Aber gab der Westle, die Lecke, die nicht so die Liga an ihnen. A viel hoche, aber an ihnen den Jahr. Ihr habt die Kohle kroch, weil Kocho hohe immer, a sich ja sehr allein, die haben ja die Hecke. Für die Oma und die Liga, die Lecke, die nicht so die Dach hin. Die Liga, die nicht so die Dach hin, in dem wir haben im Hammer, wenn man so mal gedeihnchen in der Kirche, wo haben wir dein? Gedeihnchen in der Kirche, wo haben wir dein? So the Raya is, he says, now the Gemara said before, now go on the house. The Gemara said, Voho, Vom Pishahu Yabikov Kotone, and the way Rash Teran states it, and the Rosh explains. I mean, the Miri has been under Adapsha, the word who, but the Ran and Jesus and the Rosh appear to assume that who here means it. So, who Yabikom got on it? So, if it means Yabikom, so Yabikom is without the lie, is Yab. But without the lie, so it's Yab in Mechiach. But with the lie, it's Yab Mechiach. What kind of a Mechiach is this? It's Yab Mechiach, that it's a big kikor of Kinom. So it says, with Yab in Kikor, Harei, who alive, so it's Mechiach that he means it should be K-Kor. So it's Mechiach. So the Mele, so over there, so when someone says the Gabi Yitika, Harei Yehu Alai, so it's Mechiach. And still, we have to resort to the Aloha of Yoni. But according to the first one in the case, if it's incapable, it's Mechiach. And if it's incapable, so we don't even have to resort to the Aloha of Yoni. That is assault on the first one today. But actually, no assault. Because even if it is Yad Mechiah, it does not, the first one today can hold that even if something is Yad Mechiah, so it does not mean that it's incapable of any other interpretation. The first one of Beishnev will agree with the Shite of the Ram that Shmuel, according to Shmuel, he says, Mutan Yimchor. When it says Mitan Yimchor, so it's not so it's not us of Achille, and it's not us of evil either. Why? Because it's capable of two equal interpretations. Masha'inkin, so that's why it's Yadin Mechiah. Masha'inkin, if someone says, Hare Yehu Alai, so then it's Yad Mechiah, because then, but it doesn't mean it's Yad Mechiah, because the only possible interpretation when he says in respect to a teacher, Harei Hu Alai, so the only possible interpretation is that he should be called Alai. No, there's another interpretation too, but the other interpretation is very unreasonable, very unlikely. This interpretation is very reasonable interpretation. So the name is called Yad Mechiyach. But things in the Am Cho is called Yad Din Mechiyach, because both interpretations are equally reasonable. So the reason is why by Arayu alive, so we still have to resort to your name, even though it's Yad Mechiyach, because over there it's still capable of a distorted interpretation. But it's capable of a distorted, unreasonable interpretation. But in case, if we couldn't say the Ad-Chazoye, it would be capable of any other interpretation, not even an unreasonable interpretation. So then it's not Yad, then it's a Gibbogon. Then it's not a Yad. The Gamzal Mucho Shani Eichel, Kisho Mashmir Mishmuel, it's a Vayoma, Vadelekele Yisrebi Vidachri. So we can say in regard to that, it's also capable of being distorted, unreasonable interpretation. In other words, he could say, Gamudal Mimcho, that I should not have a lawyer from you, or I should not talk to you, provided under condition, Shani Eichel. I mean, Hashemi mentioned that, that Shani Eichel might have the meaning as a condition. Or not in that exact context. So mainly he's still capable of another interpretation. So mainly we have to resolve the other. So what they say is reject the first one. So we come down to Choshan Eichel, or Kishav Ashri and Mishmuel. He's a bayo, ma abad yolek lo nitu bidach yile. Vat loch la abu meyum, la abigo bichol yode. He can have a meyma, a roi yu bein yad. Vi loche, we mahame abad yolek lo nitu bidach yile. Loche nir leima, vishem ohoch. Chibin shoma bezeiru tlosh nizushin mut. Ve'achat me anoshi. Shoma lo hari ati kudeshet. Tilkach kiloma lechavato. Vat hoche vlaat. Il roi tibika lo nitu. ויידי אחרינה, לימה, משם אורך, כאילו שאומר, ואת חזויה, המשתם אלו של דמוש מאיר לו יד לדוש. So, the second motion, you know, takes us to get the first motion, but the second motion has a severe and a certain similarity to the first motion. But of course, it's only a similarity. So in the second motion, they just say that in this case, you see, God is the first motion. So in any case, where a certain evil is capable, a certain incomplete evil is incapable of any other interpretation, and there is no ambiguity, so it's not yet, it's a given one. So that Hegel rejects. But Hegel says in this specifically, where he mentions Ariya to the rest of Hohen, and then he says, and he gave Hohen to put it, and then he turned to Leia that was standing, and said, the art, eat the art, when he is incapable of another interpretation. So in this particular case, it would be a Gibbogon. On account of the context, because the Bi'at follows immediately the Loshon of the Kodesh's Torah. So even Hesed will reject the first Loshon. So here he admits, Hesed, that things, that a people that is incapable of another interpretation, follows immediately the Loshon of the Kodesh to Rochel, so then it would be a Gibbogon. But why is it a Gibbogon? Because it's capable of another interpretation. But it's the same kind of wonder in the second motion and the first motion. It's a question of scope. According to the first motion, so there is a general principle that any incomplete statement, any incomplete evil that has no ambiguity whatsoever, that is incapable of another interpretation, so it's a Gibbogon. The second motion rejects that. But in this particular case, where there was the Loshon Gomor, to one, and that is followed by an incomplete statement to another, if it had been incapable of another interpretation, so even according to the second motion, it would be considered a Gibbogon. This is what he said. So we don't know what it means, Gomor. He might have to lose all the Loshon Gomor, who got there, you have to be happy, you need to be happy, you must not have value, you need to be happy. יד ידושי, שהן אפוגב איתו למיסה, והחזוי והמי, הולכתי מסתי שדיים שמחיזת אב, ומדבר לאבינאי ומאי, אבל בא מספר לזה, וחיזו שמיסתים לכם את זה בגבול, שפי החזוי יד מביח, ומי משך, אז נעת שביר על חבטה, שלא אני דרם, לא פה שהיא פותת, היא בשיר בלי שמסתיים, ושהוא ידע בנצמי יפה עוד בקידוש, היא הולמדה בהולכתי דושי, אם כאילו תשאג לא מביאה, So then there would be an Indian in Muchach without any people. So then, he would be great. He takes the theory, the Maya Shinoz Mechol Achat Kvotor. Now this is also a great thing. But he cites Not about it. The Myers of the Black Hat, each of my coma, who do was foolish enough to come up, to go come up with the Hawkeye by Gavin that is took, that is talking. The feeling the Marshall and Babu coma, Koya, Zibo, Haria, and the rest of the Shalom Yat, he told me. So I mean, so there is one shot that the buyer of a property reference the case, where indeed the separate put it away.
Now, If you dwell the desert, and if you pray, and if you pray, and you need to go to the law, your heart, for something to get. Why? Because, for what I'm going to do, because you have to get. Why not? But of course, you can take the world, if you pray, and you need to go to the law, and then you need to be able to get. So that's what you need to do. So you have to get there. And the other thing that means, there is no difference between this way and this way. That thing that is here. So there's no difference between this way. There is here. There is nothing that is here. There is nothing under the way. As long as the desert is given to you, that's just a period. For the Kalatar, so it's a vestige. The transition, there is a special halakha of Tzivita. In other words, there has to be the Galadar. Again, it's not the halakha of Tzivita. The time that I use from the book is here. But that's the thing with the Indian, so it's different from it. It's about the same thing. But there is no halakha of Jesus Messiah. But there really is a halakha of Amir. But we have to say, we have to meet with him. We have to meet with him. Either verbally through speech or through the circumstances, like that's the thing with the Indian. So we have to be the Dalai Lama. Because he's speaking the technical of it. Now what's the Rambam?
There is no need to be
nothing to be gotten, with apparently very little credit, between a worship that is used by the vow, and the direction is not good, that thing is an evil blessing, and there is no halacha of yogic tradition. So there, if there is no halacha of yogic tradition, so then, she is able to get it with her father, and what I need them, or really, there, you can get it with her. And there is one difference. Of course, there is a halacha of Amir. Amir has been used in the society. In other words, he has to be in the dialogue, he has to indicate to her. So, he can be indicated to a new language as well. So I took him there, I took him there to the end, so they were glad by him. They were glad by him. But he, without him, the reason without him by him, the reason they were glad, there is nothing in the end, there is nothing in the end. So there he has to be speaking to his work, his people, and the way of him. So it's not the law of his people, he is no other tradition. So then he is complete, he's considered as if his people was good enough. But if he said the act, so he's considered as if he said the act none. But in the other way, if he was considered as if his people was good enough. So it's working. It's not spelled out, it's not implicit in the law, it's not explicit, it's not implicit in the law. So in many ways, the thing is not implicit. But, so, why is it not a reason for this? So the first thing, to be satisfied, this is the word, the answer is, according to one of them, it is not a value, it is not a reason for this, it is that he is giving the answer, and the reason is not that. We know from the deep of birth of war, then, according to one alternative, we should be able to go back Now, let's say, if the indications are sent out that the weather is a good place, the 30-30 hole, and 30, the 30-30 day, the 30-30 time, and then the hospital with the tower stands around the hotel, and then we do it about, we don't do it. So she didn't get it. Just after the baby. But, just after the baby, we don't say it's from 30 to 40. I mean, because it's a narrow delimitation. So it doesn't matter, it's still considered after the baby. So remember, according to one alternative, according to one alternative in the Gemara, it is not a stupid saying to you. So, and who's for the people? Who is the people? The leadership. So, she said, I need to protect you for her. And then he said, and then he gave it a bath. So the male, according to one alternative, is considered like a civil disease. According to other alternative, no. She means that the hoche results from her people. So the male, it's not the mika. Now the issue is that the hoche results from these people. And these people is incomplete. So then he tells me, I'm like, absolutely. So that's the reason why in the case of person with them or really for the trouble. But the reason in the case of lack, not the Atname, it's really that there is no Allah of Yahweh. So there is a reason to be insulted. So then she is not a Elizabeth. Because there is Allah of Tunisia. The reason is the name of Mormon is a much more in any tradition. It's what the government says. That an essential ingredient of the mighty tradition give me the possibility of addition, and to say that it gives me the addition. And to say really, it is really the same, it is about that. Even so, this, I mean, can be realized in this language, when it has to be revealed, and what it is not, it is really very important, the reality of the same people. And if you have everything is only from these people, then it is only effective if it is implicitly zero. But if any other is saying it's not, and yet it is not implicitly zero, so it is a disaster. Alright, now, the sheep is a Rambam. Maybe this is what the modern, and it's very obscure, the general of that paper is very, very obscure. But maybe this is what the Ashmer means. But we have to say that according to the right of the but according to the other issue, who say there is a lot of blood union, nothing comes with it. So then we have to resolve it. The Rambam has another shot in the Prophet Sabai. Now, according to According to the Ram, he thinks there's a road. According to the Ram, he thinks there's a road. No one says, except that there is no more faithless, that the Abaya of Rabbot is not just the case, where he brings the Zephyr's Ruter to lower grass. But according to all the same, so the Abaya is not just the case, where Ruter, the Mikado, gave, let's say, Zephyr to Rachel, and from the Ram, he thinks that so he didn't keep Ruter to Rachel, and then, and he said to Rachel, I have to get to free, and then later was standing, and he turned to later and said, yeah, Brother Rambam visualizes this, gives it a verse. So now he's a secret of the day. Hamikabi is saying, Yotam Hadishi Daito Biyat Chavot. ויאמר לחב אותו, כי שלא תנען פישי להיות בו, תהיית נען. המקבי כפי, נעלות בו, לא תפי בפי מיני. נעלו, רובו מבריקבי, רובו מבריקבי, ובי מבריקבי, פרוק, דק, וזה יפה שפרות. ולא תנען פישי מיני, די פה ביום חב, ובי מבריקבי כפי, not Kochel, he didn't come to live, Kochel didn't accept it, to Rochel's family, but he didn't go over to Rochel's family, the Akhava. The Yom al-Akhava saw, and he said to Rochel, he said, not in Hashish, in the order of the Akhna. The Chemi, Gama, the Hayyut, how do you feel in this? Adam, the Yotam, the other, the Yom al-Akhava. And he knew the Shriach, believe is only there is a halacha of yod. Now, what the shaykh of yod is to say, the answer is because by prayer there is a meaning of chiyashem. Let's say, if you are to the other, Matan Kalini, the shaykh is going to be confused of such a shaykh with a yod yadah. Because the other Matan Kalini, yes, become Matan Kalini by themselves. Without any creation, but prayer is the word, Matan Tamini, that involves the creation. And it seems to appear something more. I mean, it's discussed that something more there is another. That it's not just the meaning of a course, but there is the meaning of creation. Because if it is just the meaning of a course, so the desire of what it means, would be part of the belief. So we see that there is the creation of faith. There is the creation of faith. So this is not a story. Here we go. Even in the Mahadimitri, where the faith, this thought, so faith should be faith. We have been having the benefit of God. So what do you know? So the creation is how we let him go. How you tell your value? He can go away. He did not like that thing. You know what my name is. Now, Michlau, he said, you know what I said. Michlau, the Oma. So the poet said, the poet. Have a poet. So the hero of the poet is that of the ship. But, so now we're here. So, he had written it because the poet said, for the meaning of the poet, that of the ship. But, then, he said, I'm a message. But it's wrong for the faith. So we see that the creation of faith is how even and the excess, only the world that is required to be mastered with the faith. Hey, what time is it? In other words, we hope. When I was in the way that I was called to be a prayer, he said, Tawain Matata, you are me. Oh, tonight the world is proceeding. Just think about it. You are me. What are the two alternatives that you ever believe in being of the other things? You are me. Can you be starting Kabbalah? Not Kabbalah says from Yah. After your name from Yah. Or you know, can you be starting by the other? Can you start? So, in other words, that for one of them to be that sees that without any without any headway, then you certainly should say, there is no reason of your faith. But the American faith has gone very few special of the cost of it's not something that you can afford. Then you can afford to be used in the world of America. So the American faith is to be tried to something else. But, because there is a headway, far is not half of it concerned. So there is a headway. The joke is that there is about half of it without the world. There is about half of it without the world. So in the other way, because of the package, you should say, the work that there is within of Yodin in Kabbalah, there is within of Yodin in Israel. Not Kabbalah is the last one. Now the Yuma, he is in the back of it. The Yuma, he is that the time. The Yuma was elected to Kabbalah. All right. Now let's get out. Very rapport. Very sadly say, the Yuma is in Kabbalah, the Yuma is in Kabbalah, the Yuma is in Kabbalah, in the public of all time. He's watching. He's a marvel. in cui scrive anche il Mosà. Si vede che il Mosà, il capitolo di Mosà, veniva là da più o meno. Alla fine. Ma, sapete la parte. Voi siate un po' che lo vediamo, però. Voi sapete, io non mi trovo a aggiungere